Yeah, but the agency is the city.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Civil Service Board meeting for October 13th, 2015 is now called to order. I would ask you to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we'll have our roll call.
Chairman Dennis Reichardt.
Here.
Vice Chair Curtis Stout.
Here.
Commissioner Dan Carlone.
Here.
Commissioner Evelyn Alexander.
Here.
Commissioner Jeanette Avila.
Here.
Also present, we have Henry Antonio with the city attorney's.
Okay, our first item for the day is item A, public comments. If anyone would like to make a public comment at this time. I don't see any takers. So our next item is item AB, approved agenda additions. Do we have any additions today?
No agenda additions.
Okay. Moving on to our consent calendar. I would ask for a motion that consent calendars items A1 through A3 be adopted. Would any of the commissioners like to pull any items for discussion? Yes, Evelyn?
Yes. A3, voluntary demotion. This is the second time in not all that long that we've had this, where we've gotten a letter from the department head, quote, the person qualifies for the position they're going in. I know that we established a policy for bumping when we had layoffs, and they had to, now the new policy is that the employee has to have served in that position they're bumping into. This is not the same. I realize that, but I think the board should establish a policy. We're taking the word of the department head, whatever department head might be doing this, that the person qualifies for that next person, that next lower position. My big concern is that the person is not competing for the position. No one else had a chance to fill in that slot. And I would like to see us, if we want to continue doing this, going on the recommendation of the department head. I'm not too excited about that, but that's fine. We'll establish a policy saying that we're accepting this. Or they have to serve in the position like they have to when the bumping is involved, layoffs. It's just a concern of mine.
And I certainly understand Evelyn's concern, especially with the rule change that we made to reduction force. I will say, though, with the voluntary demotions, in order for them to be brought before the board, I do verify that the candidate does meet the qualifications required in the job spec, so that at least there is a review beyond the department's recommendation and request. And in, of course, this case, there is a vacancy as well, so just so you are aware. I think a policy change would require really a rule change with more...
Well, right, I understand that. I used the wrong term, a rule change. But my concern is that department heads change, and this one person might be an outstanding employee in the eyes of this department head, but it might not be overall. You know, that type of thing. It's just, they haven't had a chance to compete, and and it's fine if we want to change the rule. I just shouldn't say change the rule. We should establish a rule, say indicating it affects any, you know, a voluntary demotion in addition to layoffs. I just have a concern.
Okay.
Hey, could I ask Evelyn, are you concerned that the person has not previously filled that position?
Right. They haven't. And yet, okay. If there's a layoff due to budget cuts or whatever, our new rule say they have to have filled that slot.
Okay.
All right. See, in the old rule, they just had to meet the qualifications, which Rebecca has indicated this person meets the minimum qualifications, you know. And granted, they're coming from a higher position, which probably takes an awful lot more background and education, possibly, for the higher rated position, but they haven't served in it, in the lower one.
Can I ask Rebecca, what is the probationary period for a person that goes through this process? Is it a year?
It would be a year, unless they have previously served in that capacity, which they could. A voluntary demotion could be in either case. But they do have to meet the qualifications to hold the classification. That is a requirement, and it could not move forward to the board without them meeting those qualifications.
Mr. Chairman, if I may just comment on that, I wanted to read to you what Rule 510 currently says, voluntary demotion. An employee may at any time request a voluntary demotion to a lower class, provided the employee has the qualifications which would be required of an original appointee to that class. Such demotion shall be effective by the appointing power and the board. So as Rebecca mentioned, the only requirement is that they meet the qualifications. The change that a commissioner is proposing would require an amendment to Rule 5.
Yes, yeah. No, I know that.
And so it doesn't currently apply. Mm-hmm. And if I may also add, the staff report mentions that there's 8 vacant positions for Community Service Officer 1 currently.
Okay.
Thinking
out of the box, then, what if there is not a vacancy for that person to go into? Then do they bump out?
That's an issue that's being discussed currently. Because the issue may be coming to this board in the near future with another employee for your discussion. At this point in time, there's nothing in the rules which requires that there be a vacant position. And so there's going to be some need for interpretation of this rule plus others, and it'll be before your board for that interpretation.
In this case, is there a salary change or a rate change? Yeah.
Yes, it would be a lower level position, hourly rate would be
so the
less.
Person is actually taking a reduction in pay.
Right, yes, it is a demotion. In this particular case, they're moving from a law enforcement trainee position, which is taking up a police officer slot, and they will not be moving forward in that capacity, and the chief has requested that they be considered to move into this lower level position. So that one is a little bit different because it's a trainee position versus some of the others that will be coming back before you. We have several requests for demotions that you'll be considering next time, which are dispatchers moving into a lower level. So it varies in terms of the positions they're currently holding and then requesting to move down to. But ultimately, it always is at the determination of the board and whether or not you are going to approve that based on the factors that are presented to you in each individual case.
So having said that, it appears that currently the action we're going to take on this is according to the rules we have established. So with that in mind, I would ask for that motion.
So moved, Chair.
Second. All in favor?
And to clarify, Mr. Chairman, that motion was to approve all 3 consent items, A1, 2, and 3.
A1 through A3. Yeah. That's correct.
And how can we get that rule back on the agenda for actual discussion on possible amending, Henry?
It could be placed on the agenda for the next board meeting.
Okay, and you know, the board could well decide to leave it as it is. It's just I would like for it to be considered. Thank you.
Okay, so we had a motion and a second. And did I hear all in favor?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's opposed? Okay, great. Thank you very much. That ends our consent calendar for today. Our next item is item A4, a request by Mr. Sanchez of Gaspar Castillo Harper, APC, to continue the appeal hearing in the matter of the dismissal of appellant P1506-3, scheduled on Novembers 2, 3, 4, and 5, 2015. Mr. Sanchez.
Yes, good morning. Thank you. As we all know, and again, I don't know if you're familiar with the charges against this officer, but one of the charges is dishonesty. And, you know, as we know, that is one of the toughest ones to overcome. And it's the most dangerous one to a police officer's career, obviously, for many reasons. I'm seeking a continuance in this matter, and I've talked to Mr. Ewart about it, and I'm not seeking a brief continuance. I'll start off by saying I'm actually requesting to put it off until January of next year. And it's only because I'm currently doing an investigation into this matter related to one of the witnesses that will be offered by the city to prove this dishonesty allegation. I can let this board know that the district attorney's office is currently investigating this matter. It's a very serious matter. If found true, this officer, this testifying officer, could be placed on the Brady list. It's my allegation that he has withheld information from a suspect who's now in prison, I believe wrongfully. So I need time to see this kind of play out. I would have to file a pitches motion, which takes time, which the city needs to respond to, and rather than just keep doing brief continuances, I feel putting it out until next year will give everybody an opportunity to see how this thing plays out. And that's why I'm seeking that type of continuance. The allegation of dishonesty against this officer would be proffered by this one witness and this one witness only. So his credibility is of utmost importance in this case. So without going into any more detail than that, if the board would like more detail, I'd be more than happy to give that to you. But that's my position at this point. I know that the city is not paying the officer right now. So as far as cost, I don't think it's a cost issue. I understand from talking to Mr. Ewart that obviously witnesses get inconvenienced, and I apologize for that. But I never have and I never will go forward with the hearing if witnesses aren't available. So I'm amenable to that. And I understand also that vacations will be coming up in November and December, and that's why I'm trying to get it past the holidays and into the new year.
So how does council for the city feel about that?
I've spoken with the department about the request for the continuance. Obviously, Mr. Sanchez has raised some very serious allegations regarding one of the city's witnesses. I am ready to go on November 2nd. I have subpoenaed 8 people. One of them is no longer an employee of the city, so it was not easy getting all of those witnesses to be available for the same hearing dates. So the city does not stipulate to the request for the continuance. However, we will obviously defer to the board's decision regarding the request.
I'd like to hear from the board how the board feels about this.
I don't have a problem with giving them extra time. Okay. So everything's done right.
I think it's very important to have a fair hearing,
right.
And to do anything we can possibly, to ensure that occurs. Any of the other commissioners?
I agree. I don't have a problem with either way. However, I do feel though that if we need more time to get better information, then I'm all for that because I'd like to see a fair hearing. And if that takes getting into the new year, then I'm all for it.
Okay.
I agree. Other than we all have calendars to keep, and I would hate to come January and have to change again.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree. Okay. We need to have a fair hearing.
Well, it looks like we're all for going ahead with the change at this time. The PD, how do you feel about it?
Well, again, just as Mr. Ewart said, that the PD is wanting to defer to the best judgment of the board. So.
Okay. Do we know what part of January?
Yeah, I want to get it on the calendar now.
No, I don't have a problem. That's what I prefer. I want to keep everybody abreast of what I'm doing, and I don't want to have any surprises.
Do you know which week that would be? Are you thinking of?
At this point in January, it's whatever the board, whenever they're available to hear anything.
And currently, Mr. Chairman, there's 2 meetings scheduled, I think, in January. Second Tuesday is January 12th,
right.
And the fourth Tuesday is January 26th.
Let's go start with the 11th, right, and do it that week.
11, 12, 13, and 14. How does that work for everyone?
That works for me.
Henry, how does that work for our council?
It's fine with me, whatever date the board wishes.
That works for me.
And then Tuesday would be at 9:30, but the other days would be at 9, right?
Yeah, Monday at 9.
Yeah.
Tuesday at 9:30 for the hearing.
Right.
And, of course, Wednesday and Thursday at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Sounds good. Well, it looks like we've taken care of that issue. So we'll take and continue the hearing until November, excuse me, until January.
Excuse me, Dennis, we didn't check to see with the city if that was, that week will work with the city.
Well, that week works for the city. I would request that we come back one more time to, I need to confirm with 8 witnesses that they're going to be available.
That's appropriate there.
That week. So I can meet and confer with Mr. Sanchez and make sure that all of our witnesses will be available. And if they are, I can come back and report to the board that they are available and we're ready to go. If they are not, I will try to get additional dates from Mr. Sanchez so he doesn't have to come back again to be presented to the board. But that's the only issue that I see.
Thank you.
And certainly that would be very necessary for us to give you the same opportunity to ensure that all the people you need are going to be here. And so if we need to continue from then, that's what we'll have to do. But so far, that sounds like a very good suggestion. We'll go ahead and go with that.
Mr. Chairman, yes, I would suggest that we calendar what we call a status conference the month before, just to put something on your agenda for you to review the scheduling. You should entertain a motion today to continue the hearing to January 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. But then also, with that motion, schedule a status conference probably with the first meeting in December. I think that meeting is going to be the 8th, December 8th.
Uh-huh. That's correct.
Okay. December 8th.
Generally, we don't have a second meeting in December, okay, historically. Okay. So that would be perfect.
So December 8th.
If I may inquire, Mr. Chairman, is that okay with the council for both parties, December 8th status conference?
That sounds fine.
That would be fine.
Okay. So move that motion.
Okay. So we have a motion to continue the hearing to the 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th of January with a status hearing on December 8th of this year. Motion, can I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much. Our next item is item A5, a request by the police chief, police department to approve revised testing standards for community service officer 2. I would ask that a motion that the request be approved to revise the testing standards for community service officer 2 to waive the written and performance typing test for community service officer 1 promotional candidates. If I can have that motion.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Our next item is item A6, correspondence. Do we have any correspondence?
There is no correspondence.
Okay. Our next item, I7, excuse me, A7, a monthly report from the chief examiner.
So in our next meeting, I'll give you a full report for a summary of activity for the month of September. But a couple of things I did just want to let you know. I know that you had discussions with Kathy from Management Partners at our last meeting. And then following that meeting, Dennis had an in-depth interview with her. And that information was taken back to the Volunteer Charter Committee. They are planning to have a series of community forums between now and early November. But the dates, I do not know the dates at this point in time, but as soon as I find out more information relative to that, I will certainly let you know, just to be aware that those discussions will be happening.
Question on the charter, was the committee receptive to the idea of keeping the independent civil service board, at least the commission, for hearing purposes, or did they even respond to that?
At this point in time, they've had no further discussion beyond the general recommendation that no department be mentioned within the charter itself. So that direction at this point in time has not changed relative to any feedback that's been provided. That doesn't mean that it won't. Like I say, they had determined that their next steps were going to be reaching out and doing a series of community forums relative to their current approach and direction, and then coming back, compiling that information and preparing something that will be going back before City Council. So, but beyond, like I said, that all that occurred, the interview with the board on Tuesday, and then their charter committee occurred that evening. So they've not done any further work beyond.
I have a concern, Dennis, is that if it's not in the charter, if the Civil Service Commission is not in the charter, it's going to be in a code, and a code can be changed by four council people, and I have a major concern about that.
And I did express that concern. Everything we talked about here, when I met with her privately and reaffirmed all the things that we came up in front of her.
So I think we, in my opinion, we're going to have to start being at those hearings.
I went to last week, I guess it was, where they were explaining that, you know, Phil Savage was there,
right. The
mayor and everybody was
there. Yeah, I was there, yeah.
Yeah, so it was, they're trying to make the charter simple, mm-hmm. which I think is a good idea. They actually want to take the charter and replace it. They're not going to try to nitpick it in pieces. And they actually will have a charter. It may, even the charter may even say, you know, refer to general law or something like that. So I think they're going to make it very, very simple and start and not trying to have the charter control the whole city, mm-hmm. and let your city manager and council and mayor actually. There's several different scenarios they had. I like them both, actually. Because you got to be so careful with these charters. They get so complex that you're running the city by a charter. And it's like it can't blanket everything. You need to have your people that are at the helm, you know, make the decisions. So it's, because our problem is now no one's in charge.
Oh, you granted, yeah.
Yeah, so, and I think, like, these commissions all across the board, I think everybody likes them. So I don't think that's something that would probably go away.
Because it'll only take four votes to do away with it.
No.
If it's in a code.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true, but you could always go, you know, we can always go lobby, you know, your council or talk to city manager. Mm-hmm. I think they're open for it. I think it's one thing they don't want to have to do and stress about, you know, they have enough to do.
No, I really don't have a problem with the other, quote, independent boards, for example, like the library board. You know, the city manager has no say over who is the head librarian, you know, doesn't hire or fire that person, yet that person is part of the management team, you know. But I really have a concern about the commission, mainly for the hearings for the employees. You know, that way it's an impartial hearing.
That's why I think they're going to. That's why I think everybody would keep it, just because of all the, you know, everybody else has jobs and stuff like that. You know, those council people are part time basically, and so I think they like the commission.
Mm-hmm. But you know, I spoke to one council person maybe 2 years ago. That person had no clue that we conducted hearings for the employees. I was flabbergasted. It's an education thing.
That's a problem, yeah.
We need to make sure they're aware of what this commission serves for the employees as well as for the city, you know, to make it fair on both sides. Thanks.
Well, and then just a couple of other things. I did want to let you know that we do have an intern through CSU San Bernardino. They're as part of their internship program. We'll have somebody through December that will be working with civil service. So if you have a different person that's answering the phones when you call, that's who will be. Her name is Bernice.
Okay.
So just to be aware of that upcoming. And then we may, depending on the number of agenda items for the next board meeting, have to move the location of our regular meeting in October. So just to be aware of that, but I will let you know in advance if that's necessary.
Okay. Did you want to bring up what they said in the elevator about the hearings?
Well, I think we can probably discuss that when we have the hearing in December.
Okay.
And we'll talk about that then and see if what a concern it is. I'm sure that Henry will probably hear something up in his office about the why they wanted to be down the council chambers rather than up here.
You're talking about location?
Yeah, just location.
Discussing location of the hearings, of the appeal hearings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if we can maybe come back and talk about it on the 8th of December.
Okay.
You have to do
just the location. Yeah, because we may have to go somewhere no matter you know, depending on what's going on the 8th.
Oh, yeah.
Or on the, excuse me, in the January.
All right, I will make sure that that's referenced on the next meeting. Okay, we're good.
With that, I would ask for a motion that the personnel action summary reports for September 21st, 2015, and October 5th, 2015 be received and filed, if I can have that motion.
So moved, yeah.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Our next item is item A8. I don't believe we have any closed session today. And item A9, adjournment. I would ask for a motion that the meeting be adjourned to the regularly scheduled meeting of October 27th, 2015. If I can have that motion.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Was it an easy one? Went real well.
Yeah.